are in the laboratory right now. It's only time when the uprise comes.
It's time.
Without the uprise, we can't even start.
You got to give the people what they want.
You got to give them what they want, and the uprise is what we all want. And I need that, especially on a cold day.
It's so cold out here. I don't understand.
I used to be tougher. I'm going to be honest. It's tougher to write.
When you had the big neck?
When I had a big neck.
You used to have a big neck.
I had a big neck. I had a big neck and big jeans.
Now you're a pencil neck. That's what they call you now. That's what the coaches would call him. That little pencil
little
neck.
He not going to tackle anybody. Now when I'm in the backseat of cars, my head is just moving around like a bobblehead doll. I got no strength. I used to be so strong and so sturdy.
Oh, I remember.
I couldn't fit the, our shirts. Like, you get a shirt made because we had to wear suits, not like these players now.
Yeah.
And you always had to get nothing fit off the rack.
Right.
And people like, no. You'd go to a store or wherever. You're like, nah, man, you got to measure my neck.
Your neck.
They'd be like, oh.
Yeah, big neck.
Yeah, you got a big person's neck.
Yeah, it's your pencil neck.
But a little body.
Yeah, with your pencil neck.
Yeah, right, I'm now. Pencil neck. I'm pencil.
You're a little pencil neck.
I am. But now I can fit stuff off the rack. I'm very European now, OC. Very European. You know, everything.
Coach used to call me a pencil neck, man.
You didn't have no pencil neck.
I didn't, but this is like when I was in high school, man. He was a funny, funny guy, though. Funny, funny.
It's not
funny
the coach
guy.
That told you to go do the workout to your whole.
No, how you got to be a pro. He wasn't my high school coach.
Oh, he was before.
He was my college coach. Right. That's his name. And this is the funny thing he used to say. It was hilarious. He'd be like, whenever you do something crazy, he'd be like, God damn it, OC, you got to be one of the stupidest.
You'd be like, get it out, coach. Get it
you
out.
You got to be one of the stupidest. And you'd be like, you'd be waiting for the.
Like, what is he?
Stupidest person on planet Earth.
Yo, college coaches are the best.
Yeah,
I had
funny.
A coach, Coach Dove, DB coach.
Mm-hmm.
And he was somewhere, man, from somewhere in the South. You know, we're at UCLA. You know, it's we didn't have a lot of coaches from the Southern states. And he used to say, whenever you had an injury, you know, he used to dip, you know, the tobacco. He'd say, they spit in a cup. You'd be like, your hamstring hurts. He'd go, spit in the cup. He'd say, you just need to rub some of this on your son.
Some of that dip.
Rub some of this dip on that son. You'd be all right. And he was like, it was dead serious. You're like, man, what is, I might think about it. Do you know something I don't know? Anyways, coaches.
If you rub that dip on there, right? It was brown. Yeah.
Oh, it was nasty.
Maybe I wonder if that's what this guy used, Trudeau.
Oh no.
When he went for the whole.
Oh no.
I wonder if he. we were talking about this earlier.
Oh God.
And they got caught in a hot mic.
Yeah.
Trudeau, Macron, and you know.
Some Simon Johnson. Would do catch you on a hot mic.
Yeah. And they were apparently making fun of. Donald Trump.
Which I understand.
Yeah. And so Donald Trump found out, and he proceeded to call Justin Trudeau. He called him Two-Faced. Trudeau. That's his nickname.
You know he always come with something that rhymes, too.
Two-Faced Trudeau.
You know that.
So, like you pointed out, the way my mind works.
Yes.
I initially thought that maybe he was alluding to, you know, Trudeau's
his past,
blackface. Blackface experiment.
Yeah.
But you don't think that was the case?
When you said it to me, I completely start cracking up. It was hilarious. But I can't give him that much credit.
Yeah.
I mean, your brain thinks like that as far as connecting the dots. And it's fun, right?
Two-Faced.
The way you said, he's not that smart.
Probably.
I mean,
not.
You, but sorry, I'm not. He? I'm not here to... Right. I'm not here to talk about anybody's intelligence because I don't know.
Yeah.
I just think you have to really be – you have to not only be quick on your feet and how you process information, but if that's how he thought, he would have had more times than just this
more
time
moments.
To make those kind of connections to – historically, we would have said, oh, yeah, that's, he totally did that. But when I look at his past comments –
Yeah.
They aren't that quick-witted, and he doesn't connect the dots like that.
Isn't that fascinating to you? Like, I find that fascinating. Because
yes. Yeah.
We're talking about a person. No matter what you want to say.
Yes.
Has ascended to the highest office, basically, in the world. He's the president of the United States.
Arguably.
And people look at him as not being that smart. How did that happen? How do you get to be the president of the United States? He's literally the only one I can think of who I could say, we don't know how smart. How is that possible? Like, he had to have connected a bunch of dots to have got to be the president of the United. No matter which way you slice it and dice it, he is the president of these United States of America. He has to have a very, very high level of intelligence to have accomplished that, don't you think?
So, if I go there with you,
yeah,
then he knew what he was talking about when he made that comment. If I go there with you, then that's what he was alluding to.
I mean,
if
he's the president.
He is the president. He is the president.
And I just saw right now, if you look here on my phone, mm-hmm. you see what that says?
Yeah, yeah. It's that time of day.
So they're gonna try to impeach him.
I mean, you know,
are they gonna be successful?
I don't think it's gonna go through the Senate, right?
I mean, the Republicans control the Senate,
yeah, so yeah.
But so why are they doing it then? If they know it's not going to be successful,
maybe something else comes out of it. I think this is the way I think about it. We could talk about this all day,
mm-hmm.
so I'm gonna just streamline what I think. The one thing he cares about more than anything. Oh, the man's here. The man is here. The man is here.
Come on in, man.
Come on in.
Come on in.
We just got a guest. The man is here.
Yes, yes, sir.
Yeah,
yes, sir.
Yeah, yeah.
What's up, man? Introduce our guest.
Oh, no. That's you, the introducer. You're the introducer.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Yes, yes, yes. Because I give the hype noise.
We have.
Yes, uh-huh.
The man.
Yes.
The myth.
Yes.
The legend. Chris Halpin. Fresh in from the United States, man. What's up, man?
What is up? This is going to be a big anticlimax.
Oh, my God.
Our guy is here.
It's great to be here. It actually might be colder in London than New York right now, though.
It is terrible. It is terribly cold out here, man.
Oh, yeah, but it's still beautiful. City's looking good.
Yeah.
Holiday times. How are you guys doing?
The head of NFL International right here on our podcast. It's a treat for
There's
you.
There's a chance the podcast survived just because of this moment. That's it.
Yeah,
this is our one shot.
Yes, sir.
How long are you out here for? What ruins ratings too. So.
How long are you out here for?
I came in Tuesday morning and going out tonight. So
okay,
back and forth, but all good. And we're all just with the team. Everyone's excited about how well Tottenham and Wembley went in the games, and fans are good. So it's good to be here.
Are we having a team here in London, man? That's what the people want to know. And we got the guy. We're going to put you on the spot right now. Is there a team coming to London?
Well, that was subtle. You just went right to it. We're going to have four games next year.
Oh, there we go.
Yeah, yeah. So there'll be but we're making our progress. We're making our progress, and we're going to have four games next year again. Mm-hmm. And fans love it. Sales are good, and we love our British market. It's fantastic, and could not be better. But you guys have a good Thanksgiving.
We're together.
Really? You're always together, though, right?
Yeah, most of the time. Most of the time. Most of the time.
Is there a Thanksgiving meal podcast that we could hear?
Did we have one? I think we did one the day of. We did one the day of Thanksgiving. Yeah, yeah, yeah. We did. It was cool. It was cool.
Oh, that's awesome. Well, thank you guys for everything you do. And just onward and upward. But enjoy. Happy holidays to everybody.
Yes, sir.
All right. We just got blessed.
You don't even know what just happened here, people.
You do not understand. All right. What just happened? Me and OC might not get fired. There is a chance. Well, maybe.
I'm quite sure within the next 2 weeks, I'm probably going to say something that's going to get us kicked off the air.
That is our guy. Everybody needs to understand the NFL is in good hands out here.
Absolutely.
That is a good man.
First time I met Chris, I went to New York, and we had a little bit of a conversation. I was with Mark Waller, and as soon as I met him, I think I spoke to you the day after. I was like, man, this guy here, this guy's got something, man.
You did. You said that.
I was like, this guy's got something, man.
You did.
So I think we're going to be fine.
I do. And, you know, we're passionate about what we do. We keep it real, and we like good people.
Yeah. Period. We got Alistair Kirkwood.
Yeah, I mean, the relationship.
The brains.
You know, it's just good.
We're going to be fine.
We're good.
You guys are in good hands, NFL
UK. Good hands.
The UK NFL fan base, you guys are in great hands.
You got the good people. So, what were we talking about?
We're talking about Donald Trump.
Oh. Dang, I tried to get out of that.
We were talking about
I know what it was.
Trump.
I know what I think I remember now.
Mm-hmm.
It could be. When this connects, our listeners are going to go, man, that guy's had too many concussions, because mm-hmm. I could be off.
Mm-hmm.
But I think we were talking about the impeachment.
Yes.
And are they going to pull it off?
Yes.
And I was going to say the one thing he cares about is the Trump name, the legacy, mm-hmm. the brand.
Mm-hmm.
And regardless of the outcome, tarnishes the brand. This tarnishes the brand. This tarnishes the legacy going through this process.
The brand has been tarnished. Irrevocably.
Yeah. Already. Okay. But is this the third or the fourth president to go through the impeachment?
This would be
and the light doesn't shine bright on those individuals.
Mm-hmm.
You know. Uh-huh, yeah.
Yeah.
Is this the third or is there
it's
one
the
before?
It was Nixon and Clinton, and then.
But there was one before that.
If I don't remember it. It doesn't count.
Oh, it was lifetimes ago.
Yeah.
Can somebody look this up?
Got people forgetting to bring popcorn.
Yeah, like.
Got Chris.
Like, you know.
Chris, our guy who for the past couple of weeks has been keeping us fed with popcorn. All of a sudden, he's like, it's too cold.
You know?
It's too cold for me to bring popcorn.
Chris Halpin just came in here, and they're not on their job.
It's okay.
You know what? That's the first way.
Okay. We'll figure some things out around here. I know that.
Watch when we listen back to the podcast. This whole part won't be in it.
Out. Edited out.
Oh, so only two have been formally impeached by Congress, and that's Andrew Johnson and Bill Clinton, because Richard Nixon
resigned.
Yes. Yeah.
Andrew Johnson was impeached?
Yes. Yeah.
I did not know that.
Yeah, and so, yeah.
This is massive.
You know what's crazy about all this?
Massive.
That everybody listening, you know, when you have those conversations with your elders and you think about what they saw their time on this planet, and you're like, wow, a lot happened, you know? There's
a lot going on, man.
There's a lot. There is no lack of things that are going to impact the rest of history that are happening right now. I mean,
there's
just
a general election coming up here.
It's fascinating. I mean, we are in. It's just going down, man. I mean, it's just every day. Every day.
Incredible.
Right?
But when things are going bad or things are going crazy, there's always one thing that we can always rely on.
Oh, yes.
To bring you back down to earth.
Talk to me.
Gardner Minshew. Gardner Minshew.
Gardner Minshew is back. The quarterback for Jacksonville is back. Back in action, he was a national celebrity when he got onto the field.
Still is.
Yes, he has. You know, we've talked about this, about having, we talked about this with the fight that the YouTubers had.
Yeah.
And basically, you know, having a persona, you know, selling an image, whatever. And he's done that. It's who he is, but that guy's smart. He figured out, I got to be different. I got to show who I am. People got behind it. He's back. And he needs to be back. Do you think he needs to be back?
So the Jaguars have now gone back to Gardner Minshew.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah?
Yes.
Bench Nick Foles.
Yep.
Who they paid, I don't even know how much money they paid him.
A ton.
I'm interested to see what happens going forward. Because you can't just keep going back and forth.
No.
Yeah?
No.
You can't just keep going that. And then you've now gone to a rookie.
Mm-hmm.
Which means you want to see this guy develop, yeah?
Yep.
You want to see his progression,
yes?
Yeah?
Yes.
So now you can't go back to Nick Foles. Can you?
Next
year. I mean, it's not really?
Maybe that, you know, the whole there's going to be a battle in training camp. I just think Nick Foles is such a good locker room guy.
He's a good person.
He's a good person.
I knew plenty of good people in my days in the NFL.
It didn't last. I know.
If you can't perform,
true,
it doesn't matter how good of a person you are.
Okay, let's look at this. This is fascinating on team building. First of all, I think that there's going to be change there.
Yes.
But I think it might happen in the staff, coaching staff first.
Okay.
Okay, right? So say that happens, and you still have the money you owe Foles.
Mm-hmm.
You got Gardner Minshew on nothing.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so the only – you're still going to pay this guy.
Foles?
Yes. So it's not like you're just, I cut you and now I got this money and now I can deploy it other places. He's still, you're still getting a salary cap hit, correct?
I'm not sure what his guarantee was. His guarantee was substantial. Of,
yeah,
of that 88, it was like, so they have to pay him at least like 50 or 60 million bucks, I
right.
think.
But there's still a salary cap hit. I'm only asking you because you were the guy that affected the salary cap.
Yeah, there's
and
a
I
salary
wasn't.
Cap hit, yeah. Yes.
Okay, so he's going to stay there.
Okay.
Just from that standpoint.
Mm-hmm.
But the long-term play is if you do move on, and when you do move on, you now have the Seattle Seahawks formula.
Yes.
Quarterback, rookie deal, spend your money other places,
mm-hmm.
try to win there.
Yes.
You know, and that's why you have to entertain this.
Mm-hmm.
You have to look at the whole thing. It's just not one for one. You got to look at the whole thing. And the way they like to operate and the way they like to play, he's a better fit because Nick Foles has to operate out of the shotgun. And you got Leonard Fournette, who doesn't like to run out of the shotgun. So it's a lot going on.
I find that whole situation fascinating. Because we saw Nick Foles, yeah,
yep.
in Philadelphia
mm-hmm.
with the Eagles.
Mm-hmm.
Led them to a Super Bowl.
Got it.
They brought back Carson Wentz. And I think Wentz got injured again. Nick Foles went back in and balled again.
Mm-hmm.
But they obviously couldn't pay him, so they had to let him go to Jacksonville.
Yes.
If this isn't a prime example, yeah, of a system making a quarterback.
In Philly. Got it.
Because how does a guy who's so good in one place go somewhere else and be so bad? I just find that so fascinating. Because there's so much blame
mm-hmm.
put on players.
Yeah.
So much blame put
a ton
on
of blame.
Players.
All the blame.
And, okay, I get it, yeah?
I know where you're going with this. I like this.
But how is it possible that he's so bad in one place but so good in another? What causes that?
One thing you always say, I never forget, and I stole it because it makes so much sense, and when you're talking about Belichick, you always say you have to eliminate him as a coach. Players got to play the game. It's the only way you beat him, right? You mm-hmm. always emphasize that on the two times you beat him in the Super Bowl. I'm telling you, Nick Foles and that staff, Doug Peterson, when coach from the Colts was there with mm-hmm. him.
Yeah, I know his name.
Yeah.
Reich.
Right.
Frank
Reich was mm-hmm. there, right? They understood this kid. They knew his strengths. One thing he does well is he throws that deep ball with a butt, like a huge arc.
Mm-hmm.
Remember how Michael Vick used to throw the deep ball and he used to mm-hmm. go way in the air and we'd have to play it different. Like that week of the game, they'd shoot the ball out of the kickers, the machine, so it would go so high.
Mm-hmm.
As a DB, it's hard to play against that. And you see he would get those big chunk plays by throwing the ball up. And that's literally, that's the shots they took in the Super Bowl.
Mm-hmm.
Doug Peterson knew that. He built the offense around that. They had the players. He understood him. When you have a coach who understands your strengths and your weaknesses and decides, I'm going to roll with that, and other things are working,
mm-hmm.
and he did catch lightning in a bottle. I mean, he was high-flying in the playoffs and up to the Super Bowl when he was playing.
He did it twice, though.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It was that's what he did. This is you're going somewhere interesting with
mm-hmm.
this, okay? So, when you have a coach who does that, you have success. I mean, I know we're talking about it, but it's a game we're going to talk about with Baltimore and the Bills.
Mm-hmm.
Two teams that they're doing what the quarterback does well.
Yes.
Okay. They've said we're going to go this direction.
Mm-hmm.
And now to your point when I said lightning in the bottle. This is what people need to focus on. And you've seen this better than anybody, OC. When it comes down to the playoffs, regular season is what it is.
Mm-hmm.
Your quarterback needs to get hot.
Yep.
He could have been average. He could have been up, down, whatever. Your quarterback needs to get hot for that period. Agree?
Agree.
That's it.
And going back to Foles, another layer to this, another interesting dimension to this, yeah? Because Carson Wentz has kind of struggled a little bit.
If you want to dig into that, Carson Wentz, quarterback, all this issues, right? I mean, he's trying to find his way because he didn't win the Super Bowl.
Yes.
I don't really dive into the rumor mill, right? I don't, you know. I understand how that works in the media, right? Mm-hmm. It's favors. But there's rumors about your quarterback and his leadership and how people, maybe how he talks to people or how they perceive how they're being talked to. Mm-hmm. You keep hearing that about him.
Yes.
Ever heard that about Nick Foles?
Yes. So I know they just paid him all this money, Philadelphia, yeah? Does Nick Foles now go back?
They got a statue of him, Olsen.
Does Nick Foles now go back to the Philadelphia Eagles?
He can always go back. Forever.
I would like to see that. Because I like Nick Foles.
I think everybody does. And that's why I think he'll still be. I still think he'll be in Jacksonville. I don't think they're going to. I mean, we're talking very hypothetically here, but I believe he'll still be there. But this is fascinating because this is why the NFL is year round. Because if you're not thinking about these moves, if you're not discussing them, if you're not team building, you are behind. Mm-hmm. It's too late. It's too late. You have to be having these conversations as an organization. Do we need to get ourselves a team, OC?
Yes.
Yeah, okay.
Absolutely.
That.
And you know who our quarterback is going to be?
Who?
Gardner Minshew. Gardner Minshew.
So we're going to build the roster. We're going to pay our defensive ends, obviously your position.
Yeah.
And we're going to.
And we're going to pay Gardner Minshew because I like him and I like his name. He has a very good name.
You know who? Oh man, I like what you're saying though. You always were a fan of his, and look, he's back in the game.
Yeah.
Somebody who's gone right now in the coaching staff, and we're going to discuss him because we've had him on the show.
Yeah.
Great guy.
Mm-hmm. Enjoyed it.
Riverboat Ron.
Yeah, Ron Rivera.
Ron Rivera.
Good coach, but this is the NFL for you.
Yep.
What have you done for me lately?
Carolina Panthers.
Was it 2015 they were in the Super Bowl?
Yes.
And since then, up and down, inconsistency.
Yeah.
I didn't
him in the playoffs.
Yeah, I didn't agree with the firing now. Okay. But then when I heard David Tepper's explanation, he was like, listen, Ron Rivera is too good of a man for him to be hearing about rumors of us looking for a new coach and all this stuff. So he just wanted to cut bait right now and then get straight to it. Okay, I was like, cool, I get it.
I'm glad you said that because I was about to disagree with you, but I agree with you because we, you know.
Yeah.
I think that's, think about it. You don't want to hear the rumors, and this coaching carousel and how it works is if you're first to market, you have an advantage.
Yes.
People now know he's available.
Mm-hmm.
And if you think about somebody you care about or you work with and all that, you don't put them in a predicament situation where they cannot go out and achieve their goals by hamstringing them and not allowing them to go out there and see what's next. So, I like that. I like that move. And it kind of shows what kind of culture you are as a team because it starts at the top.
Yes.
The culture is, if I'm going to say we're transparent and we're honest and we're all this and I'm an owner and that's how it is, Because if I do have a problem, you'll know. It won't be a rumor. You won't be walking around here thinking something, I'll tell you.
Yeah.
And that's good organization.
It is. Starts from the top.
It starts from the top. So this is one of those things where they show it. What game's interesting? I'm gonna show some stuff. I'm gonna throw it out because it's some battles.
Okay.
And I'm gonna tell you where you wanna go. Ravens at the Bills.
Should be a really, really interesting game.
We don't talk about the Bills, do we?
We haven't talked about them in a long we talk about them on our show, but I feel like okay. When you're discussing the Buffalo Bills, since last year, extremely well coached football team.
Yes,
a very, very well coached football
team. Sean McDermott always has the troops ready.
Tough. They're not going to beat themselves.
True.
Not going to make too many mistakes.
True.
They're physical. Yes. They're hard nosed. They remind me of like a, you know what they are? They are a reflection of their city.
which is what you're always shooting for.
Yeah.
They are always shooting for
their city.
You're always think about how you got to be if you play for the LA anything.
Yeah.
You got to bring out the stars.
Yeah.
You got to be flashy, dashy, like it, you know. Yeah.
And that's Buffalo. They are a hard-nosed football team.
They are.
They're going up against the Ravens.
Yep.
We've talked about the Ravens.
We've talked about
forever.
Them. Yeah.
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 This is going to be a tough game for Baltimore.
I agree.
It's not going to be a walk in the park for the Baltimore Ravens.
No.
What's going to happen, we'll see. It's going to be tough for both sides, but the Buffalo Bills are going to be prepared.
Yes,
they will be well prepared for this Baltimore team. And the game is in Buffalo.
I know.
It's going to be tough.
So, you know, we look at stats, but we're not a stat driven, but sometimes they back up what we're saying.
Mm-hmm.
Third in defense. Now, I know, see, listeners need to understand, when you dive into all these rankings, there's some value there, but the real value is what? Probably the last how many games? What would you think? How many games?
Last four,
right?
Yeah.
I mean, you really want to see how they've tightened up.
How they're trending.
How they're trending. And when you look, the defense, they've been good all year. And McDermott has his name, his signature all over that. But Josh Allen, their quarterback.
I like this kid, man.
He has ascended this last quarter of football very fast.
Yeah.
On the upward trend. And he is the modern-day Cam Newton.
Yes, friend. He is.
He is Cam Newton. He is an athletic power thrower.
Mm.
McDermott had Cam Newton when he was there. He's practiced against him. He knew what Cam did well at what phases of the season.
Mm-hmm.
You think he's not implementing that strategy over there in Buffalo?
They're doing the same thing.
Doing the same thing, bro. And the thing about them that makes them dangerous is their quarterback is making plays and he's getting hot for what he does. And that's just what we said.
And have you watched the way the team responds to this kid?
That's
fascinating, ain't it?
Okay. I love this. I love what you're saying. Because Lamar, he's getting all love and all that and whatever. They love him.
Mm-hmm. His team loves him.
They love him.
Mm-hmm.
Josh Allen, they're responding to him. Man, when you got a person in that role, when he is liked and he is, it's just his persona, whatever it is, you rally behind him, right?
Yeah.
Because he's the most vulnerable position. He gets a lot of the notoriety, the pressure, whatever. So if he's up or down or whatever, you want to protect him, right?
Yes.
You want to have his back.
Mm-hmm. And they have his back.
They have his back.
I like that.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
I like it. Saints and 49ers.
Mm.
Interest you?
If this game was in San Francisco,
ooh.
I would be very interested. As a matter of fact, if this game was in San Francisco, I would pick the Niners.
Okay.
Hands down.
Me too.
In New Orleans?
Uh-huh.
Forget about it.
What do you call it, bro?
The Bermuda Triangle.
Because you've seen good teams.
This great football team,
mm-hmm.
San Francisco, because they are an exceptional football team. They're going to go down to New Orleans.
Okay.
And they are going to disappear. It's going to be like they never existed. You'd be like, what happened to San Fran? Nobody knows. They flew into New Orleans on Saturday, and they weren't heard from again until Monday when they were on the plane. Until their plane touched back down in San Francisco. You are not going to hear from San Francisco 49ers. They are going to disappear.
Oh, my gosh.
Mark my words. I'm wrong, I'll eat my hats.
You'll eat your hat?
Yeah.
Bring a nice tasting hat.
Yeah.
So, the thing, I'm very confused about this game, but I
Jason, there's no need for you to be confused.
I would bet with you. If I was a betting
man, San Fran's not going to win this game. Forget about it.
I'm rolling with you.
Okay.
I am rolling with you.
All right.
I hate that the field was very sloppy when they played Baltimore. Mm-hmm. I think they weren't able to play their game. So, I'm like, oh, man, they're going to come back and be fast and fly around and do everything. But like you said, they stayed on the East Coast.
Yes.
Right?
They did.
Yes,
they stayed on the East Coast.
So all that being said. But you're right. When you go in this dome, I mean, that quarterback, Drew Brees,
mm-hmm.
is so hot when he's in there.
Yeah.
He balls. So, I mean, you're right. I mean, Cam Jordan's playing amazing.
Yeah.
I think it's going to be close, though, man.
Well, you, you're allowed to think that because I thought it was going to be close. A lot of times I went there. And you get
think
down
it's
there.
Be a blowout.
And those fans start with their voodoo and they start with this noise right here. Who that? Who that? And you're looking around, you're like, what is going on
in
here?
It is rocking.
It is so loud. Oh, man. Mistakes that you've never made in your life, Jason, you start to make it. You see receivers running open all over the field. Yep. Your DBs can't cover. You can't pass rush. It's a horrible place to play unless you're the Atlanta Falcons.
I swear I was going to say. I was going to say the only team that beat them at home is Atlanta,
unless
but you always
you're
say.
The Falcons. You are not going in there to win the game. It's not happening, bro. Forget it. Forget about it.
Man, I tell you what. I want to discuss this afterwards because I stick to your philosophy, and I was about to hit you with that, and you already know. You
but
played in conference.
But
you
I've
know.
Told you that. I've
division,
told you from
I mean,
the beginning. The only team. Listen, I was with the Falcons, right? We were. I don't even know what we were. 3-9. Mm. Terrible. We're a terrible team. Mm. We went to New Orleans. They were literally fighting for a playoff spot. Mm-hmm. Bro, we smacked them silly. Drew Brees threw like 5 picks. We got like 6 sacks. We hadn't got a sack all year.
That day you were hot.
Hot.
Oh my gosh.
Confusing him. You saw Drew Brees like this, just patting the ball.
Oh my gosh.
They know each other so well, yeah. Jason. Yeah. They know each other inside out.
Yes, yes, they
you
do.
You know what I mean? And no other team knows them like that.
Yes.
So true. And on top of that, they hate each other.
Yeah.
It's a deep hatred. Yes. It's a very, very deep
Not
hatred.
Not only are you familiar, but you're stepping your
and
game
there's
up.
It's hatred.
Yeah.
So Atlanta can go in there and win.
Yeah.
The same way New Orleans could go in Atlanta and just smack Atlanta.
We've seen it happen. We've worked the game and we're there. We were like, whoa.
Those two teams, when they play each other, forget about all that nonsense. But everybody else, you're not going to New Orleans to win. You
Not
can forget
happening.
It. Forget it.
All right. It happened.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, all right. Let's watch that. Another two for y'all to watch. We won't dive into this. Is the Patriots and Chiefs. That's going to be interesting. I want to see how these teams respond to each other. Rams, Seattle. Rams about to get.
I don't know, man.
I think.
Rams could win that game.
Nah.
You don't think so?
I mean, look.
The Rams can win that game.
I will say this, though. Mm-hmm. We talked about Sean McVay having to adjust on offense and kind of do things. He kind of is getting back. It was against Arizona, by the way. So, I mean, he kind of got back to that giving Goff the play early so he can sit there and change at the line. Mm-hmm. Remember the whole controversy of him being in his ear and talking? Yeah. You saw that, but it's against Arizona.
Okay, how about this then?
Yeah.
How about on a side note? Because
we
do our predictions on the show, right?
Yes, yeah.
Simon, you keep track of this.
Okay.
Yeah?
Ooh.
Keep track of this. Because let's pick some other games.
Yeah.
Right?
I like
that
it.
We don't do on our show.
Yeah.
Yeah?
I like that.
So now you want to go. Let's go.
I like that.
Let's go Rams, Seattle.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
I'll go Rams.
I'll go Seattle.
Bet.
You got this, Simon?
Let's just do one.
Yeah. We'll
just
do
one a week.
But I think
just one a week.
And from now for the next weeks.
Yes. We'll do that.
Because we got the best group of listeners. Our family is our listeners. Whatever game, it doesn't even matter if it doesn't even matter.
Yes.
It could be, forget the record, just where me and OC have to make a choice. Pick it.
But I think literally it should be a game that we fundamentally disagree on.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Okay.
Because the other ones, the ones on our show, we agree on.
Yeah.
On
yeah.
Some
so we need to look at all the matchups.
Yes. The ones we disagree on.
And
we'll
like,
say why we think this team's going to win.
Yes.
Boom.
So
number
why
one
do you
today.
Think the Rams are going to win?
It's a divisional matchup.
It's very
man.
True.
They're, divisional
at, they're
matchup.
In L.A.
In L.A.
Ooh.
And these two teams know each other also.
Yeah, they do.
And so I go with the Rams.
Really?
I'm going to go with the Rams against Seattle.
You know what, though?
They're a more desperate football team. They are a more desperate football team. They're going to play hard.
They are. They. It's on the line. I mean, they're playing for their playoff
period.
Lives.
Period.
Oh, see, we fundamentally disagree, but this is a battle. We're going to be locked into this one.
Yeah,
I wasn't going to be as invested
in
this.
But now you're going to be.
Yeah, because a podcast is important to me. So, OC, it's the holidays, bro.
Okay.
So we've been propositioned by those.
Really?
Yeah.
What kind of... Is it an indecent proposition?
No. Was that the wrong word?
It was a movie. You remember the movie Indecent Proposition?
Yeah. Proposal.
Indecent proposal.
But
yeah. Same thing.
They're the same thing to me.
Yeah.
No. Not. I mean, Hey, listen.
What would you do?
If in that situation?
What would you do, Jason?
Oh, God. I mean,
let's say you had a wife.
Uh-huh. Oh, God.
Uh-huh. Yeah?
Uh-huh.
A wife.
Can I drink a long drink of water?
Drink
of
water. Mm-hmm. A wife.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. And a man.
Okay.
Really rich man.
Okay.
Offered you.
Okay.
$100 million cash.
Yes.
He's going to transfer that directly to your accounts.
Okay.
All he has to do, mm-hmm. you have to let your wife spend one night with him. $100 million.
Mm-hmm.
Would you do it? $100 million.
What do they got to do? Can they just hang out?
Listen, there's no stipulations.
No
there's
stipulations.
No nothing.
Oh!
You just have to let your wife spend the night. Like, they have to be in, like, the, you know.
They have
they can do whatever. But he's going to give you $100 million. Would you do it? $100 million.
This is, I think I am slowly but surely digging myself yeah. into something that I can never get out of.
$100 million.
I can never get out of.
Yeah.
Love is more valuable than money.
So $100 million, no.
Can I go find a wife and have a pretend wife?
Real right.
I need more questions. I have more questions, LC.
$100 million, yes or no?
Oh, shoot, man.
So the
answer
is... Of
course not, OC.
No?
Of course not.
$100 million. Look me in my eye, Jason. You're looking at the pen. $100 million.
Am I lying to you?
I think you're lying.
Okay, listen.
Because you're turning red.
I have a daughter.
Yes. Why are you giving me all
it
these?
It would never be my daughter's mother.
$100 million.
But if it was somebody else.
Enough, just a wife.
Yeah.
Not your daughter's mother, but yes. just a wife.
Just a wife.
$100 million.
Yeah, okay.
Yes.
Yeah.
You would do that for $100 million.
Not my daughter's mother.
But for $100 million, you would do it.
Not my daughter's mother.
Yes.
Okay.
Okay. All right. Now, the question is, would I do it
yeah.
for $100 million?
Yeah.
Absolutely not. Jason, hear me out, though. Hear me out. Hear me
you
out.
You know I just would.
No, hear me out. Hear me out. Hear me out. Hear me out, Jason. For $101 million. Absolutely.
Oh, my gosh.
$101 million. Write me the check right now. I'm in. Not 100, though. Not 100. No
you would
way.
Not stoop
I would not to stoop to the level of $100 million.
101? It's all different.
I'm in.
Simon, did we just get, we went from having the head of the NFL International to we have just propositioned our home lives.
Our lives.
Oh, my gosh.
He sold out for $101 million. This is terrible.
This is the worst conversation I have ever had. And I tried to get out of it, but you said, you're lying, look me in the eye. And I couldn't do it. I don't even know what we're talking about.
Oh, my goodness gracious.
I don't even know what we're talking about. Our proposal.
Our proposal. Sorry. Our proposal.
I'm never using that word again.
Can't. Every time you hear that word, you're going to think about the conversation we just had right now.
There's a thing people want us to do.
Okay. Okay.
I need to keep it very, very fifth grade.
All right.
And Secret Santa.
Okay.
People are into that.
Okay.
So I'm thinking.
What if there's like a billionaire who listens to the show? Right. What if one of those listeners is like a billionaire? He's like, you know what? I've always wanted.
I can't.
I've always wanted to see what that's like.
I can't do it. I can't
got a spare $101 million.
I can get those two.
Let's call these guys up and see if they're really about that life. How crazy would that? I'm sorry. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
Oh, my God. I am over here sweating.
He's
like
a billionaire. He's like,
If that was, you know what I felt like? Like I was in a deposition.
Yeah.
Because you hit me like, you're lying. You're now looking at me. And the camera's on. It's like, this is recorded. This can, if I lie here, I'm going to jail.
J-Bell, listen, Jason, you know how well I know you?
Yeah.
You always look at me. And you went to looking at the pen. I was like, oh, nah.
He's about to lie.
Oh, nah, he's lying. He's lying. He's lying. He's like, oh, I can buy another wife. What are you talking about?
The only thing I did think about was, like, you know, when you care so much about, you know, the little ones, like, you would never.
Yeah, I get that.
But.
$100 million, $101 million, there's a lot of memories you can just buy. You just buy a brand new memory. Yeah, it'd be like, oh.
You hear this? They invented the new memory over here. It's only, you know, it's only that. $20 million. Yeah. I got that.
New memories. That didn't even happen. Don't remember that. I'm sorry. Can we get to this?
I'm so sorry.
Can we get to where?
Okay.
What? Let's get this. Let's get this out. Get all this out, J-Bell.
Secret Santa.
Yeah.
Gifts to each other.
Okay.
What's the money limit? And it's not $100 million.
No.
So we got, we'll think 10, 20, 50
okay.
pounds.
Okay, let's go 10.
Ooh, no. You got to be so creative with that.
Not really. Because here's the thing. Here's the thing about me, yeah?
Yeah.
Most people who know me know.
Yes.
I'm not really interested in things that you can buy with money.
No, you're not.
Yeah.
Not at all.
So if you're like trying to make me happy, then it's going to be something that's really, really cheap. Or meaningful. You understand what I mean? So I'm okay with a $10 popcorn. Like, I came in here
thinking you was going to have popcorn.
So excited about a bag of popcorn that cost £1. Yeah, like, that would have made my whole day.
That didn't happen.
Yeah. Now I'm upset.
Yeah. I wonder who's.
Now I'm upset.
I wonder who's involved with that.
Do you know who was really nervous throughout this whole conversation?
What was that?
Chris.
Yes, he was.
He started sweating.
Yeah, yeah.
Because
we almost asked him about.
Yeah. Chris was like, yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
He got
Chris.
No.
Oh, there you go, Chris.
Man of principle.
Good job, Chris.
He is a man.
Good job.
OC's 101, you're 102. Simon, I'm just playing. Oh, gosh. All right, cool. $10.
$10.
$10. Do we got any time for anything else? Let's do one. Because we, OC took me down a dark alley.
I did, man.
A very dark
alley.
I'm so sorry.
Oh. I'm sorry, Jason. I really am. I apologize to you. I apologize to all our listeners who have wives who are now going to be thinking about that. I apologize to the wives listening.
Yeah.
Because a lot of wives listen, apparently.
And that's so dope.
Yeah.
But I think it was to make me literally sweat through my shirt. And it worked.
Can I be honest with you?
Yeah.
And I'm not making this up.
Yep.
I think my wife would sell me out for less than $1 million. Less than $1 million. You offer my wife less than $1 million, she's going to sell me out right away. She'd be like, what? What? If you don't get the Aussie, she's going to be packing my bags for me. You'd be like, you better go represent. You better go represent us.
Don't you come back here. You better hold us down.
Oh, my gosh.
You better bring your A game.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, my God.
Right, now we need to stop.
Go ahead, go ahead,
now we need to stop. Oh, gosh. Oh, my gosh. All right. Patrick Gardner. Well, this is, you know, he must know who you like.
Patrick Gardner Minshew.
Yeah. Yep. Hashtag Ask J Bell and Ask the Main Man Himself, OC. Okay. Who were your football idols growing up?
Mm.
And your life idols also. Wow, that's good. Loving the podcast, guys. It came up as my number one podcast on my Spotify 2019.
Wow.
Wrapped.
That is incredible.
Is that how they do it? They rap because I got that little alert like on Spotify. We'll say their name because our podcast is on there.
Uh-huh.
And it's like the albums you listen to and the most and all that. That is dope because mine is our podcast also.
I don't even understand what that means.
I'll show you right now.
No, I'm just saying, what is as his number one podcast?
Yeah, like, that means number that's one what he one? Listened to. It shows you like what you've done through the year.
Oh, that's so cool. That's so cool.
That is dope, man. I really appreciate it.
Patrick Gardner Minshew.
I'm showing OC how it, I'm not sure if it pulls up, but how it kind of works.
Patrick Gardner Minshew.
Yeah, it shows it on there, man. It's really cool. So,
okay.
Who was your football idol, OC?
That's interesting because I didn't really have any. Yep. I didn't even know what football was until I was like 15.
Pop up like that.
Difficult. What is this? Oh my God, not the Nigerian national anthem.
Did he hit us with the Nigerian national anthem again?
Because he's correct. He is absolutely correct. My football idols were all Nigerian.
Do you remember the Nigerian Nightmare?
I didn't know who he was when I was in Nigeria. Absolutely not. So mine was J.J. Okocha.
Ah.
Nigerian footballer. Baller. He actually played out here. He played for the Bolton Wanderers.
Mm.
Yeah.
Nice.
Oh, my goodness. This guy was... So that was
he's
my...
Electric.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
What
definitely.
About Life Idol?
Life Idol?
Life Idol.
Everybody says this, but in my case, it was the truth. My dad.
Mm-hmm.
100%.
Yeah.
100%. I learned so much of how to be a man,
mm-hmm.
how to take care of my family,
mm-hmm.
things to do. I also learned a lot of things not to do
yep.
by watching him. Uh-huh. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And so
talk about it.
My life idol for sure was my dad.
Yeah.
100%.
Yeah. That makes sense. I'm going to answer this. Football growing up, definitely Deion Sanders.
Mm.
As a corner, you just never seen anything like it. But before that, it was Barry Sanders. You know, but Barry Sanders, watching him play, I loved watching him. I loved everything about him. But, yeah, then it was Deion. It was just – I mean, the NFL community had never seen anything like that. He's responsible for why corners got the
why juice they act that way.
Yeah.
Why they even act that way.
Listen, and it was an act. And he showed that people wanted to see that.
What about life?
Life would – it's tough, but it'd probably definitely be my grandmother. She passed away. I was 10. 11, but I just remember so much of, you know, she was the matriarch of the family, and I just remember how, I always remember her funeral and how many people were there and how many, I'd never seen my dad cry like that,
mm-hmm.
like he did at her funeral. And it's, you know, she just impacted so many people's lives positively and cared about people. And that's what I remember. So the way I approach life is, what am I doing for people?
Mm.
And if I'm not, and if I don't have true relationships with my friends and all that, then what am I doing? So I've kind of, as I've gotten older, I've realized how important that is to me. I got that from her.
Mm.
So that's the game. Is that it? Is that all we got time for?
That's all we got time for, J-Bell.
That's all we got time for. Man, that's a good one to end on, though. That had us thinking. And we needed to end on that because of my previous conversations. So trust me, there's some good inside of this soul. And shout out to Trudeau.
Shout out. Yo, he went to a different song. Ooh. I like that. Now you're a DJ. Now you're DJing.
He is an uprise DJ.
I like the song too, man.
Uprise. We'll holler at y'all next week.
Been around the world, seen so many girls, but never seen nobody like you. So many places and seen so many faces, but I never thought I'd find someone like you. Mamacita, señorita, I never leave her, because I need her. Mamacita, Angelina, you deserve a trophy.